You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. It's the 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour for Saturday of the month. So we have urban farmer Greg Peterson in the studio with us.
Hey, hey, how we doing today?
Very good. And if you follow along in our 2020 home maintenance calendar, you know, every now and then things don't line up. These go to print 6 months in advance.
There you go.
Of January. And sometimes we've got topics planned, guests planned, and you get to it and other things have happened. So it's a little bit different than what's
in
your calendar.
Yep.
But it's still, hey, it's going to be a great broadcast, urban orcharding. And I'm glad you're in because I may not do it on air, but during the breaks, I've got a list of my own personal orchard questions that I'm going to hit you up on.
Perfect.
Let's get started. Urban orcharding, is that where we build into an old orchard that was there for years and years?
No, it's more really about we have small yards. We got to keep our trees small. That's the bottom line. A peach tree can easily get 35 feet tall. And in our urban areas, in our backyards and front yards, when we don't have the equipment to pick a peach off of a 35-foot tall tree, it becomes bird food.
That's a lot of water to feed the birds.
There you go. And so we've developed these strategies to keep the tree small. Well, that is actually the strategy. Keep your tree small. A perfectly pruned peach in my front yard is all of about 9 feet tall. And it looks, when it's all bloomed out and budded out and leafed up, it looks like more like a bush. So, that's the bottom line, is just keep the trees small so that we can pick them from standing on the ground. We can manage the tree easily. And the other really cool thing is, remember I said a tree could be 35 feet tall with the canopy on it could easily be 20, 25 feet. In that same canopy area of a large peach tree or apple tree or fig tree, I can put 6 or 8 smaller trees in that same space. And so I'm using the space more effectively to grow different varieties. And the different variety question always leads to, well, if I plant a desert gold peach, it ripens halfway through May. If I plant a mid-pride peach, that ripens toward the end of June. So what we call that is successive ripening. It's a process by which we plant different varieties so they ripen at different times so that we don't get all of our fruit all at once.
And that's extremely important on your peach because when they're ripe, you've got a very short harvest window.
About 2 weeks.
I think that we're so spoiled. So many of us have a citrus somewhere on the property or in the neighborhood.
Right.
And you know, it could be 2 months you could be picking off mm-hmm. that tree and eating and grazing as you pass.
Exactly.
The rind keeps the birds from pecking at it. Man, you get a ripe peach. You know when it's ripe because all the birds are sitting out there enjoying it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So we have about 10 days to 2 weeks. So if we're planting, and my three favorite are the desert gold, the tropic snow, and the mid-pride peach. Desert gold ripens about mid-May, and tropic snow about the beginning of June, and mid-pride about the end of June into the first week of July. So basically what I've just done is I've created 4 to 6 weeks of peaches rather than 2 weeks of peaches. So that's now, what we call successive ripening.
How does the flavor differentiate between, it was desert gold, tropic snow. I like that, tropic snow.
Tropic snow is a white flesh peach, exactly, and a mid-pride. They're all really sweet, and they have a little bit different flavor profile. There's actually about 10 peach trees that will do really well here. And we're going to cover here in a little while the caveats for growing fruit trees here in the desert. Because one of the big things that you want to do is you want to plant a soft flesh fruit. So that's peaches, apricots, plums, apples, grapes, berries, those kinds of things, so that they're ripe and off of the tree by about July 10th. Otherwise, they just cook on the tree. So that's a really important piece to look at when you're planting one of these trees in your yard.
Because there are varieties of peaches that would, say, bloom in August, and that might be better for...
Not here.
Yeah.
Someplace else. Someplace other than else. Here. Yeah. What I've found, and I've tried many different kinds of peaches here over the years. I've been growing fruit trees since 1974. Was that 45 years ago? My gosh. And I've tried the later ripening ones. And what happens is the fruit just cooks on the tree. It's just, it's futile. And then you don't get nearly the production. If they do ripen, you might only get 3 or 4 pounds. My desert gold peach in my front yard gives me 50 pounds every year. That's a lot of peaches. Enough for a family, that's for sure.
And nothing can take the wind out of your sails. It'd be more disappointing than, you know, having a tree that doesn't harvest that you planted with the anticipation you're going to harvest.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, then that's, I talk a lot about experimenting with trees. There's a, and I sometimes I hesitate to say this, but you can go into most nurseries and every big box store in this town, and they will sell you a fruit tree that will never make fruit. And so what I've done with my Urban Farm Fruit Tree Program is I only bring in what works. And if you do what I tell you to do, which we're going to talk about here in the next 45 minutes or so, if you do what I tell you to do, your tree's going to thrive and you're going to get fruit in 3 years.
And that's another point I wanted to make. 3 years, you know, if you plant something that's not going to produce and you don't find out until it's time it should be, you've wasted three to five to six to 7 years.
Right. Well, and you've wasted the hope. It's like, oh my gosh, I planted a peach tree and never get any peaches. You've wasted the water, the fertilizer, you know, and on, and the cost of the tree. So you really want to make sure that you know what you're doing when you put that tree in the ground. And that's, honestly, that's what I'm here for. I run the Urban Farm Fruit Tree Program. Been doing it for 20 years. This is my 20th year doing it. And I give all kinds of free classes on picking the right tree and making sure that you grow it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So the perfectly pruned peach, let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay.
It's a process that starts from the moment that you plant the tree. So you can buy fruit trees from me. In fact, we'll be open over the course of the next month. You can come down to our nursery near 7th Street and Camelback, and you can see trees there. You can get your supplements. One of the things I tell people is that if you're going to spend $58 on a tree, you're probably going to spend $50 on supplements and soils to make sure that that tree thrives. That's really, really important. So once you get that tree and take it home, oh, by the way, the trees that you'll pick up from me are bare root. That means there's no dirt around the roots. You're picking up a tree with no dirt around the roots. It's not potted. It's dormant. You're taking it home and planting it while it's dormant, and it breaks dormancy where it's going to spend the rest of its life at. I had a customer in the past couple of weeks. They showed up, they picked up their trees, and then they sent me an email and said they were really quite upset that it was a bare root tree, and they called it lack of quality and so on and so on. And I just, you know, I reached out to them. I'm about making things right. And I reached out to them and explained to them the value of it. And the biggest value of that is that the tree was harvested while it was dormant. It was shipped to Arizona. You picked it up while it was dormant, and then you planted it while it was still dormant where it's going to live the rest of its life. And trees are just thriving if you do that. So you pick up your bare root trees, you take them home. They're going to be.
It does look funny when you plant your first bare root. You're like, I just stuck a twig in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a nice twig. This is great.
Well, let me be clear here. It's not a twig. It's more like a baseball bat twig. So, you know, it's an inch, 3/4 of an inch to 1.25 inch diameter at the base and about 3 feet tall. But you're right. It does look.
I planted a branch.
Exactly. And then what we do for the first couple of years is we nurture it so that the lower branches branch out. And anything, any branch that shoots up higher than about 6 or 7 feet, we always want to prune that off. So it's a process of managing the branches on the tree so that they stay 6 to 8 feet tall. And so that it turns into a bush rather than a tree. Now, we can grow out trees, these fruit trees as trees, which is fine. I just want people to be aware that, you know, if you plant a peach tree, again, it can be 30 feet tall. That's bird food up there. Is that really what you want to do?
there's other trees you could plant for the shade if you wanted the
exactly.
shade. Exactly. And your fruit trees, you know, it's all placement.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, the mesquite. You know, I'm a really big fan of native mesquite trees, although they're really hard to find. And I'm working on that. I've got a supplier down in Tucson that's growing them out for me. But I'm a really big fan of native mesquites because of the mesquite beans, which are edible. And, you know, we'll be talking about that in May or June of this year.
When it's harvest time.
When it's harvest time. Exactly. So that's how we keep the trees small, is we start off early. We prune them hard the first couple of years so that it almost stunts them a little bit. And then you let them grow out as a bush or a small tree.
Now, how do you manage branches? Because the citrus will only produce on old wood, mm-hmm. and stone fruits produce on new. So if you're
new-ish,
okay. That's something I've been thinking about as I'm trying to manage our orchard, mm-hmm. is, okay, if it's only going to produce on new growth, I want to be careful how much I trim.
Yes.
And where is that new growth growing? Because, you know, we're trying to manage size and
right. So
production
especially,
mount. And,
yeah, especially with peach trees. You'll get these, you know, 6 or 8 foot long branches, but along those branches are these little stubby branches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have a 6 foot long branch on the tree, you could easily set 3 pounds of peaches out on the end, which would break that branch. But also along the way, there's these 2 to 4 inch stubs. That's where you're going to get peaches
at as
well.
That's the new growth. Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. That does make a sense, because those peaches do have really long,
yes,
long
they do.
Branches.
And if you don't prune them back, your tree will break down.
It's the Outdoor Living Hour with Farmer Greg.